Are you ready to take control of your physical, emotional, spiritual, professional, and financial health? Are you ready to experience great success in your life? Each week, join Dr. Diane A. Thompson and her guests for tools and strategies to help you take control of your health and inspire you to live your best life. Now here's your host, Dr. Diane M.D.
This is the show that is designed with you in mind. The goal here is to share accurate health information and provide inspiration that may help to improve your health and your life. I am your host, Dr. Diane A. Thompson, MD, and as always, I appreciate you joining me each week as we continue to bring you the best in inspirational health information. The show is aired each week on 1570 AM WIGO in Atlanta, as well as 95.1 FM KSBT Radio in Houston. All shows are aired and archived online at FMG Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Radio Invasion FM, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, as well as on YouTube. For details and show times, please go to my website at drdianethompson.com. And while you're there, please sign up for updates. We also have a very active Facebook community over there at facebook.com/Dr. Diane A. Thompson. Please come on over, like that page, leave a comment, ask a question. We really would love you to be there. And also on Twitter, my Twitter handle is at Dr. Diane MD. So I have to remind you that the information presented on this broadcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended for diagnosis or treatment. Please seek the advice of your healthcare provider before making any changes to your health. All right, so according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, regular physical activity is one of the most important things that you can do for your health. Exercise is said to help control your weight, can lower your risk of heart disease, it can lower your risk of type 2 diabetes as well as metabolic syndrome. It is also said to lower your risk of certain cancers, it can strengthen your bones and muscles, it can improve your mental health and mood. And even for the elderly, there are many studies out there that suggest that exercise will help them improve their activities of daily living as well as prevent falls. And we see where there's this correlation between exercise and your lifespan. People who exercise have a greater chance of living longer. So we know all these positive benefits of exercise. The problem is people don't do it. And so to help me get you inspired to exercise is my guest today. My guest is Mark L. Green, and Mark is the composer of this wonderful song, and I'm going to share it with you a little bit later, and the song is called America, Let's Exercise. Mark, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Dr. Thompson.
Thank you for being here. I had a chance to listen to the song, and I also saw the video. And I have to say, I was actually impressed. I really liked it. But first of all, before we talk about that, tell us a little bit more about you. Who is Mark Green?
Well, who is Mark Green? Well, first of all, I am a husband, father, and a musician that just really loves to share the gifts that have been given to me of music. And I just love to share the gift with people to make them feel better as well. And just one that loves to learn new things and just help inspire everyone. So that's basically about who I am.
Now, this song, and as I said, I will be playing it shortly, and the song is America, Let's Exercise. What inspired you to write this song?
Well, after seeing so many of the news coverage stories about obesity in America and how that we are very concerned about our future generation, our children, and how the rate is so high, you know, I just thought one day, what could I do to help inspire our country? And so one morning I woke up with this tune in my head, and first few lines of the song was, "It's time to get up." And from that point, I went in my family room and started writing the lyrics down, and within the next few minutes, the song was out on the paper. So, you know, that was just something I just wanted to be able to leave something on record to help the country, you know, help out with this obesity situation that we have.
Mark, I think that's awesome. The truth is, all of us have our gifts, whatever they are, and we can use them in our small way to make a big impact. And I think right. this is an example of what you're doing. And I think it's awesome. I see that for myself, using the media to share health information so people who may not have heard some of these things will now hear it, and maybe it will help them. And in the same way, you know, the song may inspire someone to take action. So I really congratulate you for doing that, because so many of us have little talents and we have gifts and we don't share it. And so this is great. This is great.
Thank you.
Now, what message do you hope that listeners receive from your song?
Well, I'm hoping that the message is received that it's just wanted to be an inspiration to someone that that would like to get up and do some exercising or just have a better feeling about themselves. I just want to be able to inspire someone to, you know, if you don't feel like, you know, going to the gym, it starts in the home, or you can just get up and just move around to the song. Dancing is a form of exercising as well. I just want everyone to be able to take this song and just have fun with it, you know.
And you're correct. Whatever activity that will get you moving, as long as you're moving, and especially if you're enjoying it, that is a great thing. So we're going to take a listen to that song right now. And as I said, very catchy tune. And I encourage folks to, I saw it on YouTube. And actually, if you just Google America Let's Exercise, or even your name, actually, you'll see the picture of the video. So I encourage people to take a look at this video. It's actually very interesting. And we're going to listen to excerpts of the song right now, and then we'll come right back.
Come on, it's time to get up. Been sitting too long. Come on and move your body to the beat of this song. Sitting too long. Come on and move your body to the beat of this song, and you'll feel much better. Oh, when you're done. I gotta exercise.
Exercise.
You got to exercise. Yes, I got to exercise.
Exercise.
You got to exercise.
Exercise.
We got to exercise.
Exercise.
Everybody exercise.
Exercise.
Come on, America, get up and let's exercise. Yes, we're gonna move it to the right. Gonna move it to the left.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Mark L. Green, He is the writer and composer of this song that we just heard, America Let's Exercise. And as he said, his goal when he wrote the song was to inspire people. I mean, we have such a major obesity problem in this country. As a matter of fact, right now, the CDC is reporting that more than a third of the U.S. adults are obese. And we know that obesity-related conditions include heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancers. And a lot of these things are preventable. We know that exercise is one of the best things you can do for yourself, but many people just don't do it. So kudos to you, Mark, for writing this song with the goal to inspire people. Yeah. What other types of music do you generally compose? I'm just curious.
Well, I do a lot of just composition as far as jazz compositions, gospel, and I've been playing music all my life. I started playing the guitar when I was 5. So I come from a musical family. So I always had music in the house. But we do a lot of just gospel music and jazz compositions.
All right. Very nice. So we are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we will talk some more with Mark L. Green. Again, Mark is the composer of the song America Let's Exercise. So we'll be right back.
Come on, it's time to get up. Been sitting too long. Come on and move your body to the beat of this song. Sitting too long. Come on and move your body to the beat of this song, and you'll feel much better. Oh, when you're done. I gotta exercise.
Exercise.
You gotta exercise. Exercise.
Exercise.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, welcome to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD. My guest today is Mark L. Green. He is the composer of the song America Let's Exercise. And it's a very catchy song. I love the video, but more importantly, I love the reason he decided to write this song. As he mentioned, we have such a major obesity problem in this country. It's really such a major problem. And in fact, so many diseases that could be prevented if we were able to exercise and keep ourselves physically fit. So he sees this as his way of helping to inspire people to exercise. Mark, what are the reviews like on the song?
Well, the reviews have actually been outstanding. Since I got the song recorded and started sending it out, like the first review I got was from the city of Auburn Hills, recreational director, and he just loved the song, so he was very excited. That's how the video came about. I got a great review from a gentleman out in California. He left me a voicemail one day. I missed his call, and the excitement that was in his voice, you know, it was really exciting to hear how people was receiving this song. And his thoughts were, this song should be number one. It's an awesome song. It's targeting it's sending a great message. And he actually said it was up there, right up there with the happy song. So, you know, it's been some great reviews. I've gotten a nice review from Layla Ali, which was very nice. And she's actually put it on her Facebook page. So, you know, everyone seems to be receiving the song very well. So it's very exciting for me at this time.
That's great. I mean, again, the whole reason for the song, and with obesity is such a major problem, I mean, I think we should be promoting this a lot more. What do you ultimately see for this song? What's your ultimate goal here?
Well, my ultimate goal is to hear this song spread all across America, into the schools, into different fitness organizations. We did one video, but I would love to see more videos made, just, you know, everyone having fun with the song. And actually, I would love for this song to just be like the national inspirational song to get people motivated to exercise. I know there's several, everyone has their own type of music that they like to listen to exercise, but I would like this song to be a song that would just get you up and get you prepared to do your full workout. You know, you can listen to this song in the morning when you're getting up to get your day started. So that's why I would love to see this song just reach all across America and to all the homes, schools, businesses, and just everyone just having a good time being motivated.
Oh, that's great. And again, another statistic for our listeners, we know that about a quarter of the 2 to 5 year olds and 1/3 of school age children, including adolescents, are overweight or obese in this country. So again, obesity is a major problem and we have to tackle it in whatever ways we can. And this is one way. This is Mark's way, his contribution to the fight on obesity. Now, Mark, do you walk your talk? Do you exercise? Because, you know, it wouldn't be a good thing if you were promoting this and,
right,
you know, wrote this song and you're not doing what you're saying. So what about
exactly.
You?
Well, what it's saying is you have to practice what you preach.
Yeah.
I do exercise, but I'm not as committed as I was a few years ago. So this song is actually first to me and then to everyone else as well. And it's I do a lot of walking now, but I walk the job that I do. I do a lot of walking. And so I'm not actually set out and going to the gym like I used to. I used to work out 3 times a week in the morning. I worked a midnight job. So that's what really got me into exercising, because I was listening to a news story how that working midnights, we were at the highest risk of different diseases as far as diabetes, high blood pressure, and, you know, because we didn't get the proper rest. So I had to change my routine every morning. I would get off at 8 o'clock and I would, you know, stop and have breakfast on the way home and come home and jump into bed. And, you know, after a while, I started noticing that I was not fitting some of the clothes that I had been wearing for a while. So I had to change my pattern. And I started working out 3 days a week, and it actually helped out and, you know, got things back together. And but currently I need, this, as I said, this song is first to me and then to everyone else. So, yes, I am going to get my get back in gear as well.
Nothing wrong with you being honest.
Yes.
The truth is I could get more exercise myself. I work out somewhat, but sometimes, like a lot of people, I too use the excuse of time. And yes, we are short on time, but if we make it a commitment, if we decide that it is something we absolutely must do, I believe we can get it done. There are times when I'm really very consistent, and there are other times that, you know, it falls off. So I too, like everyone else, look for inspiration and try to make exercise a regular thing. But, you know, occasionally we fall off, and the important thing is just to get back on track if we do. And one of the things you mentioned is, yes, indeed, you know, the night shift. I do have a show coming up that's talking about sleep. And we actually know that folks who do work the night shift for various reasons tend to have more health problems. And even they've seen an increase in obesity in that population and even an increase in death. So getting yourselves healthy, even if you work the night shift, should be a priority.
You're listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD, sponsored by FMG Radio. Please visit Dr. Diane and browse her past shows and guest bios at fmgradio.com/Dr. Diane MD. That's DrDianeMD.
What benefits have you experienced when you exercise? I talked about some of the benefits of exercise earlier, but when you exercise, what benefits have you experienced?
Well, I actually got my weight toned. Now, I have to be honest, I've never had a problem with being overweight until I went to the doctor and had a physical during that time, and he did told me then that I was a little overweight, which was kind of surprising to me. So when I started exercising and eating right, I actually was able to slim down a few pounds and get back to where he wanted me to be for my height. So I was able to shed some pounds and, you know, just feel good all over again.
That's awesome. And for those who are listening in, I did mention some of the benefits of exercise. Here are some other benefits of exercise. Exercise can help to promote better sleep. So for those of you who are struggling with sleep, struggling to fall asleep or to stay asleep, we actually know that regular physical activity can help you fall asleep faster and can deepen your sleep. The one thing that's suggested is do not exercise too close to bedtime, because then you may be too energized to fall asleep. Another benefit of exercise is that it can actually put the spark back into your sex life. So that's, everyone wants a little spark in their sex life. Why not? And we know that exercise can help to control your weight. You know, a lot of people, as we said, obesity is a major problem. So this is one way to help control your weight. And we talked about the mood. There have been extensive studies done on exercise, and it shows that exercise can actually improve your mood. So if you're looking for an emotional lift, if you're feeling a little bit down, a lot of times exercise can stimulate certain chemicals in your brain and have you feeling a little bit better. And it also can boost your energy. So for those of you who are feeling a little bit fatigued, assuming there's not an underlying medical reason for that, exercise is a great way to help you get energized. We're going to take a moment again and just listen to a little bit more of this song. Again, the song is called America, Let's Exercise. And Mark Green wrote the song, and as he said, his goal is to basically give his whatever contribution he can give to this fight on obesity. So let's just take another listen to this song.
Come on, it's time to get up. Been sitting too long. Come on and move your body to the beat of this song. And you'll feel much better. Time to get up. Been sitting too long. Come on and move your body to the beat of this song. And you'll feel much better. Oh, when you're done. I gotta exercise.
Exercise.
You got to exercise. Yes, I got to exercise.
Exercise.
You got to exercise.
Exercise.
We got to exercise.
Exercise.
Everybody exercise.
Exercise.
Come on, America, get up and let's exercise. Yes, we're gonna move it to the right. Gonna move it to the left.
Welcome back. So you're listening to America, Let's Exercise. And again, Mark Green wrote the song, his contribution to the fight on obesity. Mark, the last question I have for you is, I love to leave listeners with a tip of the week, something they can apply right away to their lives. So how would you suggest someone actually use this song as a source of inspiration? You sort of talked about it a little bit earlier, but, someone who's listening in is saying, hey, well, how do I use this song as a source of inspiration? What do you tell them?
Well, I would say just first start the song and just get up and move with it. You know, the song is asking you to just get up and move your body to the beat of this song, and you'll feel much better, which you truly will when you're done. So actually, if you just listen to the song, it's got a nice up-tempo beat to it that you can just kind of move around in your house or just tap your feet. You know, it can just start from the tap of your foot, clapping of your hands, and you're actually exercising at that time if you just get up. So I would just say just listen to the song, have fun with it, and just exercise.
Where can folks get this song? Like, I saw it on YouTube. Is it like on iTunes? I mean, how does someone get this song?
At this time, I'm working on getting it on iTunes as we speak. So I'm going to be getting that accomplished this week. So hopefully you'll be able to, the listeners will be able to get it as soon as we're done with it.
Wonderful. And can you share with our listeners your contact information if they need to get a hold of you?
Contact information, I can be reached at my Gmail account, email, which is mgreen1002@gmail.com. And that would be my best contact at this time.
My guest today has been Mark L. Green and his song, America, Let's Exercise. And I'm with Mark on this. You know, let's get folks moving. Obesity is a big problem. A lot of people are trying to get their weight under control. And whatever form of inspiration we can find to help you do this, we're going to share that with you. I'm going to leave you with the quote of the week. And it says, 1 hour of workout is about 4% of your day. So you have no excuse. And that's for those of us who like to say we have no time to exercise. Remember to try fitting regular exercise in your daily routine. It may seem difficult at first, but you know what? Even 10 minutes at a time is fine. And also find something that you enjoy doing, something fun, as Mark suggested, dancing or whatever activity you enjoy. And even better, find some music like this one, America, Let's Exercise. Find some music to help you get inspired and keep you inspired so you will stick with it. So again, remember that your health is your wealth. So please do something healthy for yourself. Until next time, everyone.
You've been listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD. For show replays and full guest bios, please be sure to visit fmgradio.com/Dr. Diane, MD. That's DrDiane, MD.